welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we thank the Lord that you're able to tune in, and we pray that God's richest blessings would be upon you and your life, and that He would minister and meet every single need that you have. And for my radio family, I'm looking forward to spending this time with you today, this week. Here we are at Christmas week, and while I know some folks may not celebrate it, while most of us understand that Jesus was not born on the 25th, yet for hundreds of years, God's family on earth have celebrated the birth of Christ. And so as we go into the Word of God, we're going to be ministering on God's love. What an appropriate subject for this week. Is that not right? Let's ask God's blessings to be upon us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for the privilege we have in this nation to be able to, at this point, still freely worship You, that Your Word can go forth through the airwaves, on radio, on television, and in so many other media, Father, that we are able to proclaim the word of the Lord. Lord, we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so, Father, we thank You for the great harvest that You're going to bring in these end times. And Father, for those of us who are listening, those who will yet tune in this week, we pray for the spirit of wisdom and counsel. Father, we pray that our ears will be attuned to hear the Spirit of the Lord speaking to our hearts. We pray, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom and counsel to be upon us, that we can understand and discern the things of God, that we would not be ignorant of Satan's devices, but You would cause us, Lord, to feast upon the meat of Your word, and that You would open up Your word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we know the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned, but those, Lord, who have been taken from death to life, who've been born again, who've been brought into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Father, we have been given the Spirit of God. And so, Father, we pray, Spirit of God, that You will really move this week, not only to give us understanding, but Lord, at this time of year, there are so many that are going through difficult times. This is a season that is strongly and heavily emotionally charged. Lord, memories, current situations, Father, it is a time when we need the presence and the comfort and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So, Father, not only in terms of the Word of God, I pray for those listening, Lord, as they gather together with friends and loved ones, with co-workers, and Lord, even for those, Father, who are walking alone at this time, Father, manifest Your mighty presence. And Lord, most of all, We give glory to Jesus. We lift Him up because there's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we might be saved. And so, Father, thank You for Jesus. Thank You for the strength and the joy of the Lord. Thank You, Lord, for all of Your people understanding the reason, the significance why Jesus Christ was born of a virgin so many thousands of years ago. And Lord, that we can remember His coming, His sacrifice, His life, His mighty benefits that He has bestowed upon His body, and that we will give You praise. In Jesus' name, we thank You for it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, as I mentioned, the subject this week is God's love. And John 3:16, that amazing, wonderful scripture that says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever would believe on him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. God so loved the world. He loved the inhabitants of the world. He loves you and me. He loves the sinner. No matter how far they've fallen into evil and wickedness and degradation, his heart is turned toward mankind to such a great extent that he sent his beloved Son, the only begotten of the Father, into this world to be born of a virgin, that we could experience that love. He's not willing that any should perish, beloved. And so we want to look at God's love, and we're going to do a little bit of teaching, but I just pray so strongly the Holy Spirit minister by his anointing, by his presence in your life, wherever you are, wherever you're listening right now, that you will sense the presence of God and you will rejoice in knowing how great his love is for you. And so what we want to do is look at his very nature, his attributes. And perhaps one of the things that first comes to mind when we think about God, we understand that scripture, God so loved, he is love. Isn't that true? And we know from 1 John 4:8, God is love. And as we look at that most important attribute, because that even unsaved people, they've heard that and they understand that. And even whatever their conceptions of God is, they will come to that understanding and they will, for whatever their understanding of God and their and love is, because we may not be able to define it, but every single human heart, I believe, can relate to it. And so there are many in the world that believe, since God is love, we're all going to be saved. You know, God is going to reconcile all things to him, and he will. But that everyone's going to heaven. God is a loving God. He'd send no one to hell. Well, we have, as Christians, as understanding, mature Christians, we have to understand what the word tells us when he says God is love, the scriptures declare. And some who believe that just because God is love, that his that definition of God is love defines him, and that his love is a dominant, overreaching attribute that extends over his entire personality and character. And that is true. However, we also have to understand that that view has caused problems down through the ages, and especially today when there is so much deception going on. Many are falling away from the faith. I'm talking about mainline denominations denying the accuracy of the Word of God, that it doesn't really mean that. We need to make it relevant for today. And love is something true of God, but it is not God. Love defines who one of his aspects, but it doesn't define who he is. It expresses the way God is in his being. But there are other attributes of God we must consider. He is a holy God. He is a just God. He is faithful and true. Hallelujah. That's a hallmark of Jesus. And yet, he is omniscient. He knows all things. He is omnipotent. Those are fancy words, but it means he's all-powerful. He's omnipresent. That means his presence is throughout the universe of universes. He is everywhere. But this is what I want you to understand, beloved. God never suspends one of his attributes in order to exercise another. In other words, because God is love, he is also perfect and complete justice. He will never sacrifice his justice because he is a God of love. And because he is a God of justice, he punishes sin. He hates sin, but he loves mankind. So that's why he paid the ultimate price and penalty by allowing Jesus Christ to die for our sins, to take that personal penalty that you and I owe before him. Well, that's another subject we can go off on. But we have to understand, as we talk about God's love, that just because he's loving doesn't mean that he is not that he's a just God, because he will, if he says something, when he told Adam and Eve, he said, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. And he meant what he said, and that was absolutely true. Now, they didn't die right away physically. They lived many years in that fallen state, but they certainly died spiritually. They were sent from the presence of God. They were expelled from the Garden of Eden. They were not allowed to come back lest they eat from the tree of life. And there were cherubim with flaming swords guarding the way back in. And so, because mankind was, but yet a promise was given to them that there would someone come that would crush the head of the serpent, in other words, Satan. And so God is a God of love, but that does not do away with his other attributes. So we want to learn about God's love, and that in doing so, we have to understand that God is self-existent. He had no beginning, no end. The who was before God? No one and nothing. That is eternal. That his existence as well as his love can have no ends. And that he is infinite. There is no limitations to him whatsoever. As for God, his way is perfect. Well, I see my time is coming to a close, and we're just getting into this message about the beauty of God's love and how he demonstrates that in our lives, and how he is reaching out to everyone, whomsoever will, may come and drink freely of the waters of life. So I do invite you to tune in tomorrow. If any time you're not able to listen to this on-air broadcast through radio, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and click on the broadcast. You can listen there anytime at your convenience. And as always, I invite you, if you're going through a hard time right now, I invite you to write. I understand hard times, difficult times. There were times that unsaved, and when I was even saved, there were times in my life that I spent holidays alone. So I can relate. It can be a very lonely time of year. So do write and share your needs. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.